Hello, and welcome to another episode of Live Agelessly with Nurse Lori. I'm Nurse Lori, and thank you for joining me as we journey together to live agelessly. As always, I'm very excited that you chose to hang out with me today, so thank you very much for that. And for those of you that really want to help support the show, it would help me immensely if you rate, review, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today, we're going to talk about glowing, ageless skin at any age. And over the course of my 25-year career in the aesthetics industry, first as an esthetician and then as an aesthetic nurse, I've performed thousands of skincare treatments, including facials, peels, microdermabrasion, dermaplaning, laser resurfacing. It goes on and on. And what I found out is that people still have a lot of questions about what works and what doesn't work, and they want to know what they should do, especially with all of the conflicting information that's on the internet about what we should do for our skin and people trying to sell us products all the time too. So really the best place to start is with your skincare routine is just the very basics. That would be a routine that you did each morning and each evening. And then once you've gotten comfortable with a basic routine and make it into a habit, then get into more advanced treatments and products and services. But for now, I just want to go over the basic routine and the basic steps. So the first step is cleansing. Then we're going to exfoliate. We're going to use a toner after that, moisturizer, and then each day in the morning, we're going to put a sunscreen over our moisturizer. And we are going to start with our cleansing. So we're going to cleanse our skin each morning and most importantly, every evening. And the reason why our evening cleanse is so important is because this is going to remove the makeup from the day. And in addition to any makeup you might have on, it's also going to remove any environmental pollutants that have gotten on your skin. And if you've ever spent the day in a busy city with a lot of traffic, you'll know at night when you cleanse your skin, you'll see actual dirt on your cleansing cloth. And you don't want to sleep with that on your skin. It's just not good. And if you need some motivation about why not to sleep in your makeup, is remember this. For each night you sleep with your makeup on, your skin ages 1 week. So this is just a habit that is aging your skin prematurely, and it is so avoidable. So to make the cleansing most effective, we're going to begin cleansing with a cleanser that's specific for your skin type. And there are all different kinds of cleansers. There's foaming cleansers, cleansing oils, cream cleansers, and those are just a few. There's so many more. And you'll have to find one that works for you. And usually it's just done by trial and error. And what I advise my clients to do is cleanse just once in the morning. But in the evening, I like them to cleanse twice. The reason why is the first cleanse will be to remove the makeup and anything that's gotten onto your skin during the day. And then the second cleanse will actually clean your skin. And once your skin is clean like this, it is then prepared or ready for the next steps. Now, the most effective way to cleanse your skin is with a washcloth or a facial cleansing sponge. And if you haven't seen them before, you can do a quick Google search. They'll pop up everywhere. Amazon, you can buy them by the box. And to do a proper cleanse, what I would like you to do is apply the cleanser to your skin using a little bit of water. And then just using your fingertips, cover the entire area of your face. And to remove the cleanser, use a washcloth or a cleansing sponge with warm water. Remove the cleanser and then take your warm water and then just splash your face, and any that's left will come off. And when using something besides your hands to remove your cleanser, it's also going to help remove dead skin cells. And when it does that, it's aiding in the exfoliation process. And one thing to remember, do not use the same washcloth or the same sponge more than once. They'll harbor bacteria. Just throw them in the laundry basket and use a clean one each time. Now that we're done cleansing, we're going to exfoliate. Exfoliation is very important because our skin accumulates dead skin cells, and these remain on the surface of our skin if they're not removed. When they're not removed, they build up and they leave our skin looking dull. And exfoliation also helps keep our pores from clogging up quickly. When there's a buildup of dead skin, any products that you apply to your skin are not going to properly penetrate your skin because you have this barrier of dead skin cells. That's why exfoliation is important. Now, it can be done with a manual exfoliator such as a scrub, or you can use a chemical exfoliator such as an enzyme or glycolic acid. And you can exfoliate your skin anywhere from once per week to once per day. And this all depends on your skin type. And one other thing, it's better to exfoliate in the evening. And this helps the nighttime products penetrate better, the nighttime products that you put on before bed. So you have that nice fresh skin without dead skin cells. You put on your nighttime products, and then when you sleep, they have all night to work and do what they're supposed to do for your skin. And when it comes to exfoliators, I do prefer a scrub. And I like a scrub with a very, very fine granule. And the finer the granule, it's going to be more gentle. But for some reason, they're also very effective. They polish the skin and they just give it that nice, smooth feel. Now, if your skin is dry or sensitive, exfoliating once per week is most likely enough. But if your skin is combination or oily, you might be exfoliating every day. But what I would recommend is start with 3 times per week and either increase or decrease as needed. And you'll know whether or not to increase or decrease, because when your skin is ready to be exfoliated again, it's going to lose that soft, supple feel, and you'll feel almost a little bit of roughness to the touch. And that's when you know to do it again or do it more often. And you'll also know when you're overdoing it, because if you're overdoing it, your skin's going to start to feel sensitive, and it might look flaky, and it might get a little red and even begin to itch. Our next step is toner. And toner should be used morning and evening. And a big misconception is that we don't need to use a toner, but that's false. Toner's gotten a bad rap over the years as being unnecessary, but it's quite the opposite. I've heard some people say that they think it helps get off anything the cleanser missed, like makeup or dirt. And yes, it could help. But the number one reason toner is necessary is because it balances the pH of our skin. And once the pH of our skin is balanced and where it should be, the products that we apply next are able to work the way they're intended to work. And these products would not be nearly as effective if they're put on skin that is not properly balanced. And what the toner does is balance your skin. So why is that important? It's important because if your skin is not at the proper pH value, the products that you apply afterwards will not work as they are intended to. And this actually results in a waste of time and a waste of money, because if you're going to invest your time, money, and energy in your routine, you should get the maximum benefit and maximum results. So don't skip the toner. After toning, we want to moisturize our skin. Now, this should be done morning and evening. And every skin type needs a moisturizer, but the product will be different depending on your skin type. And even oily skin needs some type of hydration, but not as much as someone with dry skin. And what a moisturizer is going to do is it's going to lock hydration into your skin. And just experiment with moisturizers that are specific to your skin type. You'll know when you find the correct one for you, because your skin will feel smooth. It will have that dewy glow, not that oily shine. And oily skin does need a moisturizer, but not the same one as someone with dry skin. And your moisturizer is also going to balance oil production, because when our skin is dried out, oil production increases, resulting in that shine after only a couple of hours. And the other thing about a moisturizer, your skin should not break out from it. And the last step that we're going to do is we're going to apply sunscreen every single morning. The reason why sunscreen is so important to use every single day is because UV light damages the skin and it leads to premature aging. And this premature aging shows up as fine lines, wrinkles, hyperpigmentation, which are those brown spots, and they're also referred to as age spots or even liver spots, they used to call them. UV light also leads to broken capillaries. A lot of people see them around the sides of their nose. And it leads to uneven skin tone, and you'll see that mottled look of reds and browns just kind of diffused over the face and the neck too, and also the chest too. And no matter what time of year it is, sunscreen is a must on your face, your neck, and any area of your décolleté that is exposed. And your hands need it too, because hands, in addition to the face, the neck, and the décolleté, are the first areas to show the signs of aging. These areas of the body have much thinner skin and less oil production, so they are going to be the ones that show the effects of some sun damage first. And my clients often ask me if they need to wear sunscreen while they work indoors, and the answer to this is yes, and the reason why is because our modern light bulbs give off UV rays that have been shown to accelerate the aging process. Now, when choosing your sunscreen, you should always look for one that contains at least 6.5% zinc. This is going to give you the best protection from the UV rays. And there are also tinted sunscreens that can take the place of foundation and help even out the skin tone for a flawless look. And in the past, many people have stayed away from zinc-containing sunscreens because they have that white kind of chalky look. But with the new formulas that are out now, many, if not most, of the zinc sunscreens blend right into the skin. And if you use one with a tint, you'll never see that white chalky look. And the ones with the tint can also double as a foundation. So this is the basic skincare routine that everyone can follow. And once you've made this a regular habit, then you can start adding more specialized products and treatments into your routine. And remember, a habit takes approximately 21 days to form. And all you need to do to start is make a commitment for just 3 weeks and you'll be on your way to a healthy new habit. And this applies to many other areas of our life, not just our skincare routines. But in addition to the basic skincare routine, I want to discuss just a couple of additional ingredients that will help you achieve your best skin. Now, for your daytime products, you'll want to look for something that includes ingredients that are going to protect your skin from the environment and UV damage. And vitamin C is a really good one to have in your daytime product, as well as any of the other antioxidants. And for the evening, retinol is going to boost the amount of collagen that your body makes. And in turn, this is going to plump your skin. And what that'll help with is fine lines and wrinkles will lessen. And it even helps hyperpigmentation fade because it's a very strong exfoliant. And when it comes to using retinol, start low, a very low dose, and go very slow. Don't do it every day. Do it every few days to start. Your skin needs to build up a tolerance to retinol. And if you start too strong and too fast, most likely you're going to experience dryness, redness, itching. It could get very uncomfortable. And then this usually leads to someone discontinuing retinol at all. The other thing that is good to use is a separate eye cream. And the separate eye cream needs to be placed gently on the skin around your eyes because that skin is thinner than the rest of the skin on your face and it begins to show the signs of aging before the rest of your face does. And a product with a very small amount of retinol will help this area build up collagen. And when it builds up collagen, it's going to strengthen the area of the eye, the skin around the eyes, which is very fragile to start with. So building it up and making it stronger is a very good thing. And also using a product specifically formulated for the eye area because they tend to be hypoallergenic and good for sensitive skin, especially if it gets into your eyes. You don't want any burning in that area. And also the eye products, they tend to be a little bit thicker in consistency than products for the rest of the face. And again, this is because that area just needs a lot of support. And while we sleep, our body repairs itself. This includes the skin. Any of these products we're putting on with active ingredients will do wonders for our skin overnight while it's repairing anyway. This is just going to boost that repair process. And this is our basic skincare routine, something that everyone can follow. And once you've made this a regular habit, and when you feel comfortable doing it, then it would be a good time to start adding more specialized products and treatments into your routine. And remember, a habit takes approximately 21 days to form. So all you need to do to start is to make a commitment for just 3 weeks, and you'll be on your way to a healthy new habit for beautiful, glowing, ageless skin. So that's it for today's episode. I would love to hear what you have to say about it and if it's added value to your life. If you'd like to learn more about skincare, simply subscribe to my podcast and you'll be notified each time a new episode becomes available. Bye for now.